Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started.
Good morning and good evening. This week we are talking about saints. The Apostle Paul says the Roman Christian people were all saints. Where does he say this? Well, right in the first chapter of Romans at verse 7. Paul writes, "To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called saints." Yesterday I defined the word saints in the original language of the Greek as hagios, which means to set apart for God. Expanding upon that, we said saints are those set apart by God, for God. Today I want to tell you who saints are, because not only were the Roman Christians saints, but also we have millions upon millions of saints around today. In fact, most of you listening to me right now are saints, according to the Bible. I want to share some insights into what makes a person a saint. Who are saints? First, all Christians are saints. Everyone who is a Christian is a saint. The Bible teaches that when you become a Christian, you become a saint. The very moment you genuinely put your faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, you are a saint. So in my case, I am Saint Mark. What's your name, my Christian friend? Put saint in front of it. Saint and your name. Let me put it to you this way. You cannot be a Christian without also being a saint. You cannot be a Christian without also being a saint. And the reason we automatically become saints when we are saved from our sin, the reason sinners become saints, is because Jesus Christ makes us saints. Back to our definition of saints, we are set apart for God. We are set apart by God for God. God is the one who determines who is a saint and who is not a saint, because God is the one who determines who is a Christian and who is not a Christian. Certainly, if you are not a Christian, then you are not a saint. But if you are a Christian, then you are a saint. I want you to notice that Saint Paul writes saints. That is in the plural. This is Romans 1 verse 7 again. To all who are called saints. Saints. Notice the S, plural. That is, every one of the Roman Christians were saints. Not some of them, not a few of them, not only the ones of personal high moral excellence, and not only the Roman believers who had achieved a certain status in the church. No, called saints. That's everyone to whom Paul wrote because he wrote his letter to a church full of Christ's people. And Christ had already made them all the saints. If it were up to us, none of us would be called saints. But it is not up to us, to our good works and to our moral achievements. Being made a saint is up to Jesus. If Jesus saves you from your sin, then he simultaneously makes you a saint. Quoting Pastor Barnhouse now, "The difference between a sinner and a saint is the Savior. The difference between a sinner and a saint is the Savior. Jesus is our Savior. He does the work on the cross that saves us from sin and makes us saints." More on the next edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.